Chapter 29, The Final Sermon on Church Government by Elder A.T. Jones. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 is where our last lesson closed. In another place, Paul says charity builds up. This is a building we are studying. In another lesson we read, we were to seek the good of others. Thinketh no evil. Who stands blameless in this? None. Well, if all the gifts are nothing to us without charity, and charity thinketh no evil, why wonder that the gifts are not among us? If all these gifts, with the gifts of God's Son, have developed in us so little appreciation, how can we expect greater favor? What good would it do us? But if we desire charity, then when the gifts do come, it will do us good. And mark this, when we ask the Father for them, He will give to us more abundantly than we can expect. But when we ask Him for the Holy Spirit, we ask for the most precious thing the universe affords. Let us not ask them carelessly. The Savior said, all manner of sins should be forgiven, even the sins against the Father and Son, but that there should be no forgiveness for blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. So then, when we come to the Lord asking for it, let us come appreciating what we ask for. It is perfectly right to ask for it, but let our minds realize more fully the sacredness of the thing we ask for, that we may appreciate it more if it comes. Else it would do us more harm than good, as in the case of those who had the gospel without appreciating it. Charity thinketh no evil. Not only does not speak, but does not think it. Charity is the bond of perfectness. But how natural it is to think evil, to put an evil construction on the words or acts of another. Let us rather strive to learn the burden they carry and help them than to exercise uncharitable thought in reference to them. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you and I think evil of another, we are evil. If we have impure thoughts, we are impure. Rejoice not in iniquity. Take no delight in wild, wicked, slanderous stories. Rejoice in the truth. Charity never faileth. Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity. If we have charity, the love of God, then the virtue of that will show itself, the work of His Spirit in our heart. If we will aim at that, the Lord will see to it that the gifts of God will follow. It does not follow that because a people have the truth, that all these things must go with them. Nor does it follow that if the people have these gifts, that Christ is with them. The day will come that some will say to Him, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name done many wonderful works? But Christ will not know them, although He does not say they did not do the works. If we have charity, the love of God growing in our hearts, all these gifts will follow, and Christ will do His work through us, He being our head, and controlling and guiding us. Let therefore then be that harmony and love among us that nothing else will bring, except seeing Christ fully. Study Him, and we shall see alike, and all will act together in unity. We cannot see all things at once at one time. Minds do not all act at the same rate or in the same way. But when one sees the light, let him wait patiently until the others see it also. Be not uneasy about another. The Lord is over all, and nothing can cause shipwreck to the cause of God or prevent victory and salvation, and a glorious triumph to the third angel's message. Go calmly about your work in the peace that trust in Him gives, and all will come out well and perfectly. Lay all the burden and care upon Him, for He careth for you, and it will all come out just right. Why is it that the testimonies say so often to us, we have a living Savior? Is it because we fail to realize that He is alive, and that we can go to Him at all times for counsel and help? Therefore, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask, not wavering. What the soul wants is stability, solidity of character, in full assurance of faith, a belief that God is and that we can find Him. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Do we believe this? If so, let us act it out. He has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. Then let us say it boldly, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do unto me. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. If we do not believe, does that make his faithfulness of no effect? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 to 13. Have we not acted as though we could not tell how God would act? Let us believe he is not variable, but acts the same all the time. James chapter 1, verse 17. What are these words written for? That he cannot deny himself. He is the rock of ages. If then we are anchored to him, if the earth goes out from under us, why underneath are his arms? Can anything hurt us? Then trust in him for what he says. Let us understand then what it is to be joined to him, that we may have a refuge, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast, that we may be as stable as the rock of ages itself. What does Paul say? Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 24. Paul knew not what was to occur, but he did know that bonds and afflictions awaited him everywhere. What a condition! Nevertheless, none of these things move me, he said. There, brethren, was a man anchored to God. All he thought of was finishing his ministry and carrying the gospel. Why was he there? To be a pattern to all who after should believe on Jesus Christ. Then, like him, whatever awaits us, let none of these things move us. Life is nothing. Jesus Christ is more than all. Now 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. He says, I am ready to be offered. His course was finished with joy. The Lord wants his people to be in such a condition of faith and unity that he can accomplish his work through them. Shall we look upon our church as the house of God, that we are temples of the Holy Ghost? Will you carry the feeling home and cheer each other in this way? Christ never failed or was discouraged, and if we find him for all he is, we shall never fail or be discouraged. We are Christ's body and members of his body and his bones, he feeling pain more than these members we cause pain to in the church. So if we love Christ, we cannot hate the brethren or cause them pain. Let us be tender and considerate to the weak and seek to lift them up. If one suffer, let all suffer with him. If one rejoice, let all rejoice with him. The gifts are given according to the strength we have, and he asks returns according to the ability each has, and no other has the right to judge another in it. If he uses the ability Christ has called him to exercise in his place, it is all acceptable to God. The Holy Spirit is given to each to profit withal, to be exercised to the glory of God. Christ being in it all and over all, and all the honor is to be given to him. Over all the work of the church is charity coming from Christ, and he asks a return to his honor and glory. Brethren, let us be Christians. Let us have that faith that will make Jesus a personal living Savior to all of us. According to your faith be it unto you. Just so far as you exercise faith, just so much power of God will you have. For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. This gospel then is the greatest power known to man, because it brings to man the power of God, and it comes to us by faith.